we're about to start Simon Reish Mem Tes, and we'll be doing the first Sif. In Holchin Be'erev Shabbos, Yosem Migimel Parsaos, you're not allowed to walk on Erev Shabbos more than three Parsaos, in order that you arrive at home when the day is long still. There'll be enough time to prepare food for the Suda Shabbos. Whether your destination is your own home or someone else's, you have to arrive early enough so that they'll be able to prepare, which means that you cannot take a journey of more than Gimel Parsaos. Now, Gimel Parsaos, the poskim say, is 72 minutes of traveling time. Depending on what kind of vehicle you're using or if you're going on foot, but it's 72 minutes of traveling. Now, this is all. What's the reason for this? In order that you not come somewhere and not have enough time to prepare food for Shabbos. That's only if where you are now you can prepare for Shabbos. But let's say you're in a place with nothing. Of course you're allowed to travel. Even if you're just taking a chance that maybe you'll have something for Shabbos, better than having nothing. If you're in a place that you can't prepare for Shabbos, or you're just unsafe where you are, it is mutter to go even many parcels. And if you sent word that you're coming so they know to prepare for you, that's good enough too. Now, today, between phones and just the idea of going somewhere where they're expecting you, and the fact that people generally prepare so much extra food, this halacha technically doesn't exist. But what we have is another halacha, and that is that you should see to it that you don't end up getting stuck somewhere and end up losing your own Shabbos. People start traveling late in the afternoon, and they end up getting stuck somewhere in the road, and it becomes Shabbos. So you have to leave yourself lots of time so that there's no chash whatsoever. Taking a flight on Erev Shabbos, for all you know, you'll be circling in the air to land. There could be a delay in takeoff, a delay in arrival and landing, and you'll end up being stuck in the airport for Shabbos. That means you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation that will either bring to Chil Shabbos Chalila or even Bittl of Onik Shabbos. With regard to Bittl of Onik Shabbos, there's a big makom to say that if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, it's going to be mutter, because we saw in the previous siman that when you go with Dvar Mitzvah, you don't have to plan ahead to the point that you're gonna see to it that you're not gonna lose out on your Onik Shabbos. Dvar Mitzvah is matter, putting yourself in a matzav where you won't have Onik Shabbos. So here too, if with regard to the issue of not having any food, that would be mutter. But if there's any chash whatsoever that you're going to come to Chil Shabbos, that is usur. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that in terms of traveling, you should make sure that you're planning to arrive ba'od hayom gadol, when there's plenty of time, not arriving last minute just before Shabbos.